The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
525, Mark Wilson, Paul Mushaven, Breakfast Flakes, year 35, 6, something like that. 2 degrees, that's if you don't have any wind chill. Going to see a high today of 10, batten down the hatches for the weekend. Saturday night, 25 below, Sunday night, 24 below. But that happens where we live. Got a little something on Linda Ronstadt coming up in the music segment this morning. I was glad to see we had talked my Facebook update yesterday, the lady that had posted pictures of the shoplifters on the Albertsons down there. And Q2 did a story on it and talked about what a problem it is. Now Albertsons employees aren't allowed. And I know with that Albertsons, the left front wheel on shopping carts is triggered electronically. If you go out the wrong door, it freezes up, which is supposed to deter shoplifting. But all you have to do is lift up the front of the cart so it doesn't really deter shoplifting. And she got pictures of the people in the license plate, and I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm glad that they're getting some attention to it. And like she said, I've seen people just not pay attention to it for years. She goes, I've walked by and seen stuff like that, and the time has come to call it out. And it is.
Well, and anybody even who doesn't shoplift that has an Albertson shopping cart downtown should be arrested anyway.
That's theft.
God.
Those are not for sale.
No, they're not. Do you go? What shopping cart store is there in town where you go in and buy them?
Mm-hmm. And actually, the played golf with Sean, the manager of the store downtown, and he called one of the other managers one day and says, hey, I'm getting short on shopping carts. What should I do? He says, I'll be right down. Hopped in the pickup, started driving around the neighborhood and taking carts back from people that had stolen them.
For crying out loud.
I know that's all your earthly possessions, but that's not your cart. If somebody's pushing a large cart of groceries out of Albertsons and there is not a single sack in sight, there's a very good chance that's stolen. And you know what the cost of things. And what that gal said, too, she goes, what's sad is it wasn't even stuff they needed. It wasn't bread and milk and eggs. It was Valentine's candy and Armor All and Pepsi.
Yeah, nothing says racial justice like a new pair of sneakers or a flat-screen TV. These people were poor running into Chicago. Then why aren't they taking chicken and peanut butter?
Right.
No, they're not.
I had 2 below this morning when I left the house. I told Mark, my alternator went out yesterday, and I knew it was going to go out. I got 320,000 miles on the original alternator in that. And I'm coming down the highway, and you know, all of a sudden, systems in the pickup start failing. And I mean, you know, when you're 20 miles from home and you've got 10 and a half miles of gravel,
and it's colder than hell.
Yeah, you know, you start working on it a little bit. And finally, I gimped in and was able to just coast down my driveway into the garage and get lucky. But this kind of weather, you don't mess with anything like that. When we had kids, we knew where they were at, where they were going, how long the thing would be if they were at a basketball game or something. You just think what we did when we were kids, Mark, because there were no phones. You had to know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you just had to know. And not so much where I was in Ohio. You had to worry about winter storms and that. We had to worry about, you know, getting mugged or what part of town you were in or all that kind of stuff, you know. But now it's different with phones, which is great, but phones can't still repair vehicles. So it's important the next couple days that you just know. It doesn't hurt. You just know. It doesn't matter. Even if you're the adult, tell the other adult in the family where you're going to be, what's going to go on. Otherwise, I could give a rat's if it's 25 degrees, you know, great. But
that's what I love about the Life 360 app. So I can just turn it on at any time, see where my daughter's phone is.
Yeah, and find it. Yeah.
And in fact, I've shown up a couple times when she...
I'll bet you have, Mark.
Well, what are you doing here?
Tinies.
Oh. Never a bad idea to keep tabs. Yeah, need to let the redneck battalion handle the shopping. Kind of my point yesterday. Enough is enough. And while you may say, well, that doesn't affect me, theft affects everybody. It affects the price of what the rest of us shop for. We stand in line, pay whatever the price is, and it went up because people were stealing.
Yep, it's awful. For most people, being poor is a choice.
Not all people, but...
And those people will argue with you.
I know.
I didn't choose this. No.
There's ways out.
And look at the choices you've made in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's right. There's ways out. We both know. We were both broke. And sometimes you got to wait a long time for returns. You just have to. It's just the process. It's just how it works. You don't start at 22 making $100,000 a year.
Although you think you should.
Yeah, you just don't. Well, that's not fair. It is fair, you little pipsqueak. It's fair. You got to start from the ground up. And that's why conservatives have such a problem with Biden. You know, well, we're going from the middle down. No, you go from the down up. That's how you do it. So no reason to steal. No reason to steal. You have every opportunity to get enough money to what you need.
One to Paul and I saw on Facebook that we both like a lot. Hey, buddy, you got the same 24 hours in a day that I do.
Exactly. Exactly right. Got to put in the time. Put in the time. I made a note to myself. I have to... today I'm going to start taking my omeprazole. It's a 14-day stomach treatment mm-hmm. that you take to realign your digestive system and
help with heartburn.
Yeah, put all that stuff in order, put the right bacteria in your stomach, all that kind of stuff. In fact, a lot of times, folks, if you get on a serious antibiotic treatment plan, they'll tell you to also take omeprazole. They will also take that along with it because the antibiotics are so strong, killing whatever ailment you may have. But it also is at the same time, since antibiotics are used against bacterial infections and not viruses.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. This is Mark and Paul. Take it from us. You'd rather work a little harder at the before.
Then that's right. Then do a lot of exercising after.
That's right. A couple days in Mexico in your tile bathroom is not the best time.
That's right. So the omeprazole is a 14-day treatment. So mm-hmm. I'm going to take that because I do that all the time. And it works well for me. It may not work for other folks, but it works well for me. So I do it. And
hey, till a few years ago, man, I was... Mm-hmm. I had an ironclad stomach and had no problems, and yeah. It is no longer like that. So.
It's kind of like sleeping and all that kind of stuff. Things change. So, mm-hmm. But and we told everybody what to do and what not to do at the trip get-together anyway, so you shouldn't have any problem. And if you don't listen and you're careless and stuff like that, then your legs and your right arm will get a workout. And, you know, I talked to Maury last night. Maury went to Mexico.
Right.
Her boyfriend's from down there, and she went down there over her birthday. You saw the pictures. Had a great time. And she said, Dad, I had one drink while I was down there besides beer in a bottle. And she goes, I had a margarita at this place down in this little shanty town. And she goes, it was the best margarita I have ever had in my entire life. But the ice was made with the Mexican water.
Yeah.
And when they got home, when they got to Phoenix, she got the trots. And
well, first of all, tell her from Uncle Mark, she's lucky it took that long.
Yeah, well, yeah. So that was great. But she said, was it the best margarita I ever had? Yes. Will I do that again? No. Yeah. But that's one thing great about our resort. All the ice, all the water they use for cooking, all that kind of stuff. It's all a distilled product. I mean, this five-star, top-notch resort, folks.
It is.
You just can't beat it. So, but I always take omeprazole before I go down there because I'm going to eat different food, you know, for all those nights in a row and things that my stomach may not be... exposed to on a regular basis up here because I eat a lot of different stuff down there when we're down there.
You do.
You know, I mean, I like when they have those big outdoor buffets. I like eating all the different fish and stuff that they have that they cook on those open fires, you
know?
Plus,
the way you drink. I've seen you drink up to like 2 drinks in a week down there.
Can you believe that crap? I know it. I check in to some place when I get back. But so I always do that. So I got to start that today. Get my alternator today. Feed cows. I've been feeding the cows all they want now with this cold weather. They need it for heat. And cows are great animals. Love cows. I talk to mine all the time. I just am that way. But, you know, when it comes to nutrition, they need, and science has proven it, and there's all kind of studies on it, and ranchers, you don't have to tell this to. But I thought maybe some folks, you know, you folks may be interested. I mean, it is part of Montana's heritage, culture, cattle industry. And when it gets this cold, you have to increase the calorie and nutrient intake into your animals by like 10% for every 10 degrees it drops below, say, like 25 degrees or so, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when it gets down to 10 below, I mean, you technically are supposed to increase the amount of feed and nutrients that your cattle are getting by some 30%.
Right.
So they're living outside. I mean, think right now. Think of everything that a cow is doing right now. A cow is, if it's a younger cow, it's still growing. So it's just like your kids. They're growing. You know what a growing boy eats or a growing girl can eat. So they're growing. They need the calories for that. They got a calf inside of them. So they're producing a calf. So they need groceries for the calf. They have their own energy requirement to exist. So you're supplying food for that. Then they need that nutrient and that feed for heat generation. And cows have, with their 4 stomachs and their rumen process, all that process going through that body, that generates their heat. Well, when it's colder, obviously, like you and I and everybody, look how much more energy you use in your car when it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always told people this about global warming. Warmer weather is far better for almost every single thing on this planet than colder weather. But then cows are generating heat. So, I mean, all those things combined, you got to increase the feed intake for these animals this time of year. So, takes more to heat a house than to cool a house. Your cars need more fuel. Everything. It's just... warmer weather is so much better for the entire planet and world. Well, warmer weather could bring drought. Well, great. Take 10 below zero and put it on a lettuce crop and tell me what happens.
Yeah.
Done. Toast. So much better. People get out. More active. It's just better for everything. Better for animal life. Better for wildlife. All that kind of stuff. You name it. One thing that this 30 below is good for, though, it'll help wipe out a lot of the flu bug, which is nice. And there's, I think, my own analysis, I think there's a couple reasons for it. Number one, it's tougher for a germ to not live in a good, warm, perfect environment.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, when it gets this cold, more people stay home, so the germs are isolated to their immediate house and their family, and they're not out infecting everybody else with syphilis and gonorrhea and every other disease.
You don't get syphilis from the flu.
You know, rubbing their nose and everything else. And so people tend to isolate more, which is good. But they've always said that about the cold weather. And before you know it, as we always tell you, before you know it, just hang in there, because things always change, and then you forget about it. Next Tuesday, folks, it's going to be 30 degrees.
Yeah.
And by then, everybody will have forgotten about the 25 below we're going to have Friday night and a Saturday morning.
And it's on the weekend, so a lot of people won't go anyway.
That's exactly right. Way better. way better that it's going to be on the weekend. So I sure hope they found a home for that dog we had yesterday.
He was awesome.
That was a great dog.
Yep.
That was a great dog. In fact, he got himself a new toy. We had a plastic bone sitting up there on the window, and he found it and grabbed it, started chewing that. He took it with him.
Man, that's yours, buddy.
That's right. Congratulations. Well, let's see here.
Kind of surprised this didn't happen sooner, but folks, there will be no Blues Fest at Metro Park this year. Tim Goodrich, full-time assistant general manager up there, they view it as a conflict of interest.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
And much like Flakesgiving, Blues Fest, there's only so many places you can have that, because that's a lot of people. You got to have a lot of parking, got to have a lot of space, big stages.
I've yet to meet the new general manager of Metro Park.
No, I thought he'd come down at Flakesgiving.
But yeah, he sent us a note, said it was great, and yet to meet him. You better hurry. Won't be here too long. So. This is interesting. Meta's going to hide some posts from teenagers. Meta said they're going to start hiding inappropriate content for teenager accounts on Instagram and Facebook, including posts about suicide, self-harm, eating disorders, things like that. Kids get all their information from this now. It warps them. What they're not going to hide, though, they will not hide how America is just a mean bully in this world and capitalism is unfair, stuff like that. They won't hide any of that.
Right.
I'm sure they're afraid of lawsuits. Age-appropriate material. And who from Meta, who would you like on the Meta board? Would you rather have somebody like me on Meta's board deciding what is appropriate for children and what is not? Or would you like to have a drag queen on that board?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, who do we know? We don't know. It's just like the climate thing when they tell you the world's temperatures. They don't give you any of the cities that they tracked. None. Zero. I saw a huge article on that yesterday. None. Not one bit of information about where they track the temperatures and which cities they used. Well, it's the same thing with Meta. You don't know who's going to make that decision for Meta. Who knows? Does anybody know who's on that board? Does anybody know? No. We want teens to have safe, age-appropriate experiences on our apps, according to Meta. And what does Meta think is age-appropriate? After all, we have people that want to cut the ding-a-lings off of our young boys at age 7.
True.
And they think that's appropriate. They can make their decision. So who in the hell's on this board to start with? Teen users, provided they did not lie about their age when they signed up, will also see their accounts placed on the most restrictive settings. Because teenagers aren't going to lie about their age. If I have a chance to see Raquel Welch naked sitting on a bicycle and I'm 14, I am currently 18.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Take the example of someone posting about their ongoing struggle with thoughts of self-harm. It's an important story. It can help delegitimize these issues, but it's a complex topic. Meta said now we'll start to remove this type of content from teens' experiences. I got an idea. Why don't you just ban all of that content, period?
There you go.
Rather than letting somebody who is 18 read all about suicide, right. Read all about how you can do it, read about everybody else who tried it once. Rather than that, why don't you just ban content, you dumbasses? If it's bad content, it's bad content.
Right.
Period. Right? Well, it's okay to show people who are 17 or 18 how to kill themselves. We just don't want to show people who are 14. Well, that's just stupid policy. We've got videos that show you how to properly do crack. Mix it up out of car battery acid. All that kind of stuff. But we're going to make sure only 21-year-olds get that information and not 15. That's just dumb, isn't it?
It is.
It's dumb. Free speech. Well, it's free speech. We're proponents. That's not free speech. Meta's announcement comes as the company faces lawsuits from dozens of U.S. states. Critics say Mendes' moves don't go far enough. It's a desperate attempt to avoid regulation. Well, that's a good reason to do it. There you go again. That's not the reason to do it. Well, we want to do it so we avoid regulation. No, you do it because it's in the best interest of America and our children. Mm-hmm. That's why you do it. If the company is capable of hiding pro-suicide and eating disorder content, why have they waited until 2024 to announce these changes? Exactly. Exactly. And these stupid people that don't understand law, don't understand the Constitution, don't understand America. They're just stupid. Well, it's free speech. Free speech. We're a democracy. It should always go on popular vote. No, it shouldn't. It should go on popular vote. Never. That's not how it works. Because some things you just can't vote on. Why, everybody in college between 18 and 22, let's run a referendum at college. Everybody at college should get at least a C or better and have them vote on it. How do you think they would vote on that?
We know.
Well, it's a democracy. That's what they want. That's not why we don't do it that way. Same thing with free speech. Free speech is, well, this has already been tried, by the way, in the courts about what free speech is and what it isn't. I have the right to free speech. So if I tell Mark, I'm going to blow your brains out. Well, I'm going to call police. You can't. It's free speech. I hate you so much, I'm going to blow your brains out.
Mm-hmm.
That's not free speech.
No.
Everything has limitations. Everything has parameters.
Right, or should.
Or should. Same thing with these posts. Telling people how to commit suicide and the thoughts that go through their mind. If you're over 18, that's dumb. Stupid. Everything like that on Meta that shows up, if people were searching it, something should come up and say, if you feel or have ever suffered these type of thoughts, please talk to your doctor, your counselor, your priest, or your parent.
Right.
That's the only thing that show up. So we'll see. And look, these guys are crooks. We already know FBI already revealed about Facebook and the last election and what they were doing. Zuckerberg admitted it, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's a cesspool out there in social media. Cesspool. Well, the guy that was killing the Eagles, he skipped court.
Yeah, bet he did.
Probably feels like he has immunity on the reservation.
Mm-hmm. Another story Q2 had last night. We heard about the one water break. Just the last week, they've had 10 water main breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't gotten to the real cold stuff yet.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me, as old as those water lines are.
That's just it.
They have to be replaced. A lot of the bigger cities now, they use a machine, which is kind of cool. And it works kind of like how they put a stent in, if you've ever known anybody that's had to have one of those put in their heart. They just feed new pipe in through the old pipe.
Right.
And that way they don't have to dig it up. It's kind of cool. I see them using it in some of the bigger cities. But a lot of those have to be replaced. Once again, folks, there's another example. Bill Cole, if you're listening, and I know you don't. You won't listen to anything with common sense.
No.
Rather, $143 million in recreation. You know, we have to also look at our infrastructure, our water lines, water mains, all those kind of things that need to be fixed. You won't have to worry about ice in the hockey rinks if you don't fix the freaking water lines.
That's right.
You know, stuff like that. Priorities, folks. Priority one. That kind of stuff. Far more important. Law enforcement. All that kind of stuff. Get my glasses on here. I thought this was funny. Listen to this AP story. Folks, first news. Fair, accurate. You get the damn truth. We go through all this spin. We don't carry their propaganda. The mainstream media in this country has control of about 95% of all the media. They control the message, the narrative, the tone that they want, the message they're trying to subliminally send to you. Listen to this. Here's an AP story from Montana. A Montana fire chief who lost a previous job over a coronavirus vaccine mandate has been charged with spraying a chemical on police during the Capitol riot.
Saw that.
First of all, his not wanting to take the vaccine has nothing to do with this case.
No, none whatsoever.
None. But they wanted to let you know this guy didn't get vaccinated to push their agenda. That has nothing to do with this case. Not one thing to do with this case. This is the kind of crap we got to go through all the time. All the time. Remember how COVID was such an issue in the last election? Dipwad. Well, Trump's responsible for 400,000 deaths in this country. Blah, blah, blah. And then Joe Biden took office and another 850,000 people died after that, after Trump gave everybody the vaccines.
Right. Which he got no credit for.
Yeah.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
So more than double the amount of people have died from COVID under Joe Biden than President Trump. Got this story today. Head of the UN Health Agency Wednesday said holiday gatherings and the spread of the most prominent variant globally led to increased transmission of COVID-19 last month. 10,000 deaths reported in December. Hospital admissions jumped by 42%. How come we're not hearing that with the Joe Biden administration? Mm-hmm. 10,000 deaths in December, 42% increase. How come that? How come it's not an issue now? And by the way, AP, once again, you dumbasses, what is the fact that people got together for a religious holiday have to do with, you see? Don't quit celebrating Christmas. Jesus is a fictional character anyway. We need to remove that from everybody's life. Once again, they could have just said, in the month of December, there were 10,000 COVID-related deaths reported and an increase of hospitalizations by 42%. They didn't have to mention Christmas and Jesus' birthday in there.
Well, because otherwise you slant it. And then it's not an actual news report. It's an attack.
See, they didn't have to mention that. Now, I wonder if we'll get the same report on Martin Luther King Day. You think we will? Gatherings of Martin Luther King in celebration of his great life led to an increase in COVID-19 or COVID-19 deaths. You think we'll get that, folks? Hell no, you won't. This COVID is less deadly anyway. Those people were all vulnerable. They have other ailments, those kind of things, just like the last one. Just like the last one. You want to get your ninth shot? Go get your ninth shot. Because remember when old Paul told you when COVID came out, you could still get it and you can still spread it, and I was a killer.
Yeah, you were killing people.
Yeah.
It's funny how we didn't hear from the traveling nurse again.
Oh, yeah, none of those people. And then it came out. Guess what? You can still get it. You can still spread it. They even found out that people who were vaccinated were more likely to spread it because they felt they were immune and right. were spreading it all over the place. It's crazy. I'll tell you another one that we were right on target with. And that was the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Yeah.
Brought that up in October prior to the election. And I lambasted KTVQ, Color 8, in the paper. They would not cover that story. And the information was everywhere. And then after they got their guy elected, then the story came out. I'm a farmer, folks. I knew this kind of stuff. But before you know it, you won't get that information anymore. Once Mark and Paul go to the great radio station in the sky. You're not going to get it. Here's a guy down in Riverton, found a frozen woman in the trash on the garbage route. Happens all the time in Cincinnati. They sleep in dumpsters, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had one here at the Holiday on Broadwater a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. They pass out, and the garbage trucks go up, and they dump them. It's tragic, but it happens all the time. Attention, owners of Ram trucks with Cummins diesels. Engine maker Cummins will recall 600,000 Ram trucks, part of a settlement with California that requires the company to remedy environmental damage caused by illegal software that let them skirt diesel emission tests. You know what you've just done? With that announcement, I can tell you what you've just done. Everybody who has a Ram truck with a Cummins diesel, now that they know that it's skirting the emission stuff on the pickup, is not going to take them back
That's true. And possibly take some of it off.
In fact, it has just increased the value of those trucks for anybody looking for one, knowing that they are skirting the emissions problems. That's what it's just done. Cummins has already agreed to a $1.6 billion civil penalty. This brings Cummins' total penalty to $2 billion because they had a $325 million fine. Over the course of 10 years, hundreds of thousands of Ram 2500 and 3500 heavy-duty pickups manufactured by Stellantis had Cummins engines equipped with software that limited nitrogen oxide pollution during emission tests, but it allowed for higher pollution during normal operations. 630,000 pickups. 2013 through 19, equipped with the so-called defeat devices, will be recalled. They're not going to take them back.
No.
You got a 2013 through 19. Keep that son of a gun, man. Do not take that back. And who cares if it didn't meet California's emissions?
Right.
You know, that you got to go through to get your license. You got to go through those emission test things out there and all that. Nobody gives a rat's. Cummins said the engines that were cited but are also being recalled did not exceed the emission limits. But it's a settlement with California. They're broke. Clean Air Act, enacted in 1963 to reduce air pollution, requires car and engine manufacturers to comply with the limits that the EPA and your government people all set. Transportation sector is responsible for one-third of greenhouse gas emissions. That's what they say. Oh, yeah. Well, they're full of crap, too.
And where did you get that?
Yeah. So here you go, folks. Here's what these smartest people in the world tell you. One-third of greenhouse gas emissions all across the country are caused by cars. One-third of all the gas emissions across the country are caused by cows. One-third of all the gas emissions in the United States are caused by burning coal. And one-third of all the gas emissions in the United States are for improperly insulated homes and every other thing. So that's 4 1/3. They don't care. They just throw those out, Mark, right and left. Diesel exhaust is harmful to human health.
Well, don't suck on the tailpipe.
How come I don't have a respiratory infection, lung disease, or asthma? Mark, you know how much diesel fuel and fumes I've been exposed to.
More than anybody I know put together?
A lot.
Yeah.
It's like the folks, it's the test results like on a mouse. If you feed a mouse the equivalent of 25 Hostess Twinkies every day for 13 years, that excess could kill that mouse. Look, I'm glad we've cleaned up our air, water. Everybody is. Everybody is. But this is a California thing. And they agreed to pay $2.8 billion in fines and stuff. So who gets it? Who gets it? The government. Hey, that's a great way to raise revenue. The government. No other states get it that may have to replant trees, do stuff like that where it caused the harm. The government gets it. That's like we always talk about. You're sitting there at a traffic light at 4th Avenue and somebody smashes into the back of your car. Daggum government. Police come up. That person has no insurance.
Yeah.
There's a fine, $500. City of Billings gets it. You're sitting there in the meantime, your trunk smashed and your taillight's out.
Right.
You didn't get it.
And your insurance now has to go after that guy.
Yeah. They get it.
Right.
Why do they get it?
Don't know.
They weren't the ones in the accident.
They haven't been hurt in any way, shape, or form.
No, not one bit. The policeman is already on the clock.
Right.
It doesn't matter if he's at an accident or he's trying to track down a shopping cart from Albertsons. But they get it. These are all government revenue raising secrets and tools and tricks that they use. That they use. But all those guys with those pickups all across the country, they're not going in there and have everything recalibrated. They're not going to do it.
No.
I wouldn't do it either. Well, we got a recall on your pickup that the speed limiters on your pickup are not effective. And a lot of the pickups that you have between 1919 and 1923 will exceed the 110-mile-an-hour limit on the limiter. We need those to come in for safety reasons and put a new limiter on your pickup. Who's going to take the pickups in?
No.
Nobody. We found out that there were some satellite dishes that will give you 48 channels free, and they're not, they don't have the right device in them to limit how your access to HBO, Cinemagic, and all the rest of them. Oh, yeah, everybody's going to line up and call that company to come out and put that on?
Yeah.
No, they're not. California thing. I wrote an article about California yesterday, and they're trying to ban tackle football for kids. Folks, like I've told you and I put in my article, they made a huge mistake when they put the border on the wrong side of California.
Hey, you know, that was funny at first, but it's true. It's accurate.
Should have been on the north side. Oh, I also wrote an article this week about gambling. Guess what Vermont did? Vermont yesterday just approved and opened everything up for online sports betting in the state of Vermont. Sports bet gambling now. What are the ones? DraftKings, FanDuel. And there was another one.
I don't gamble, so I don't know.
Yeah, I forget what it was. Anyway, just that alone is going to bring $7 million of new revenue to the coffers in Vermont. Just the sports betting, $7 million. Tax relief should be.
Bet MGM, DraftKings, Casino, Bovada, Bet US, Wild Casino, Bet Rivers, FanDuel, DraftKings Casino, Unibet, Caesars, Bet365, Golden Nugget, PlayStar.
That's why I wrote the article. I don't understand in Montana why we're just not full-blown gambling now, since we 80% of all gambling is allowed here except for craps, roulette, blackjack, maybe. That's it.
Yeah, because you can play Texas Hold'em. There's tables for that all over
there's
town.
There's poker, everything, machines, everything. Yeah. Yeah, though none of those are bad. Just the other three. It makes no sense. Makes no sense. And if it would be formed and fashioned in a way where all that went to pay the state's bills and reduce taxes, hell, I'd rather... Look, if I have to pay $6,000 to the state or $8,000 or $7,000, wouldn't you rather pay it by having some fun?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just writing you a check.
Nobody thinks about the taxes when they're gambling, I guarantee you that.
No, no. But, you know, we should either be all in or all out.
I get it. All in. I'm all in.
Yeah. Hit me.
Yeah, because if you want to make the argument up in front of the legislature, some sinning's okay.
Right.
Currently in Montana, there's a couple of sins that aren't okay.
Yeah. Gambling addiction, as long as your addiction is with keno, poker, bingo, lottery, as long as your addiction is with that, that's fine. But the addiction, if you play roulette or craps, that's a bad addiction.
Right.
Can't make those arguments.
No.
Yeah. But anyway, Vermont's in now. And I'll bet there were a lot of people that lost money on the Grizz. God, if you read every article and everything on there before that football game, well, hell. Bobby Houck's up for Nick Saban's job now. You know, I mean, I can't wait to see the articles today about it. Houck should replace Saban.
I had ESPN on yesterday afternoon while I'm doing stuff around the house. Mm. Oh, my God, Pete Carroll's out. Wait, Nick Saban's out. Oh, my God, we're all giddy.
I know. It's crazy. Oh, well.
Okay, we'll get rolling. First news coming up game day after 7 this morning. 2 degrees downtown at the Cat.
Mission stuff on my pickup than what you want to put in it?
Oh.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.